Welcome back to the live show and welcome back to the Raw Show. We still have, if you listen to the previous podcast, sometime in the future, I'm actually going to be posting this sometime in the future when I'm free. I mean, when I'm busy. So we have now on the phone. In fact, I'm going to open up this conversation to more people. So anybody who are in the chat room or who are listening to this who are interested, please let me know. I'll add you to the chat. We will actually do a voice chat. And if you are not doing anything, you can also pay attention to the chat room so that I can know what's going on. So if you're interested, if David B wants to join us back and all that, I mean, we'll talk about porn. And, because...
Yay, porn!
Yay, porn or gay porn?
Both.
Okay, yay, gay porn. So we're going to
talk about
porn.
XTube. Do you watch XTube? Oh my
I
God,
do!
I oh my God, I masturbate to that thing at least every other day. It is the best.
Wait, let me introduce you. This is Christopher, one of my listeners, who are very demanding, and he said that I have to send out an email, at least to him, that I have a lot.
I am demanding. You know, I think I'm a little too demanding for Pinoy Boy and Peter.
Oh, really? But I like you.
Yes. I have a very big personality, and I'm very good.
I know. I can see it from the picture.
Whatever.
Brett, are you silent?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit more opposite wise to
Chris.
To Chris, yeah. I'm more the shy, quiet type.
A shy, quiet type doesn't watch porn, or do you?
Oh, I do, but
okay.
But
I like people. Now there are. Okay, let me see who else. Can you guys pay attention to the chat room and see if anybody wants to?
You know the mischievous boys. You know the mischievous boys.
Oh
right?
yes.
You know the one main guy. You know he's a porn star, right?
Joseph, right?
Oh yes.
Is he hot?
Yeah, and he recently, either him or somebody else, put a lot of his porns on XTube.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh.
Yeah.
He himself posted?
I chafed myself the first day.
Oh. Now, see, did you listen to the other episode? David B. is joining us from the Occasional Fag. Did you listen to my interview with them that is completely non-sexual? Well, not completely, but...
I think I did, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, people wrote to me. People were like, did you know that he is a porn star? Did you know? I was like, I do, but that is not about Joseph. That was about the mischievous boys, which includes a few other people. So that's why I didn't really talk about that.
Yes. One of my fantasies is that someday have his penis in my mouth.
Oh, you just ask for it and pay enough money, I'm sure he'll do that.
Dad, I'm not paying for it. I'm good. I don't need to.
Oh, okay.
You have to go to Sacramento.
Right.
That's okay.
Hey, David B., welcome back to the Raw Show.
Are you recording this Raw Show? Will we be posting this later so we should incriminate ourselves as much as possible?
You are being recorded. But it's too late, sorry.
I don't care about incriminating myself at all.
Oh, hell, I used to sell pornography. I don't think I'm all that terribly worried about incriminating myself.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have any freebies laying around? Could you send some to me?
Back when I sold pornography, it was only available on VHS tape, and I don't have much of that
left.
That's
okay. I got a VHS player. I'm old school.
Do you have to hand crank it?
Hey, you know
what, the
first
porn
pornography
or...
I ever watched was on Betamax.
was that David who said that? Was the porn or the...
Yeah, what are you hand cranking, the porn or...
No, the first porn I ever watched was in my uncle's next... my aunt and uncle lived next door to us. And I was watching TV in my uncle's room because the rest of the family was playing cards. And he has a Betamax player, so I pushed play to see what they were watching, and it was a porn.
Oh.
For the first porn I ever watched on
was it
on
straight
Betamax.
Porn or gay porn?
It was straight porn, but I still masturbated to it.
Yeah, porn is porn. As long as...
Yeah.
I know,
and it was all white people, because I had yet to develop the knowledge that I knew that I really liked Asians, Hispanics, and Blacks.
Oh, your taste buds haven't matured yet at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
it's white, it ain't right.
Okay, so... Oh, don't say that. Well, it's okay. Less men, more shares.
I'm down with the brown.
Less men, more shares. let's see. Okay, Brad. Brad is very shy.
Yes,
Brad
I am.
Brad is so sweet. Oh, now you're shy.
I'm blushing right now.
You are blushing. You're so cute.
Like I did an Archer show the other day. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, that was bad.
What happened?
Well, I got pulled into, I guess, the Friday show. I don't know how he split it up. And he started asking me all these like sex questions. And
right. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet. I think it was that. Actually, today is, you know, well, it's not there yet. It's not the day you listen. This is pre-recorded, so anyway, I haven't listened to that episode yet. But anyway, Brad, are you going to come to Pod Camp?
Yes, I'm planning to. I have nothing going on that weekend.
Can I take a picture with you?
If I could take a picture with you.
Oh, you were so sweet. Can I take anybody who come to Pod Camp? I want to take a picture with you, and I want to take a very sweet and snuggly, cuddly picture with you, with our face pressed together, like I do to all my listeners.
If you're offering cuddles to come to Pod Camp, I make it on a plane.
Yes, I promise you. If you come here, I'll take a cuddle picture with you.
Hey, John, what airlines flying to Kansas City?
Midwest. Cheap. From Chicago, though, right? From Chicago, Southwest and Midwest are both good.
Okay, because I was looking at like drive times. It was like 8 hours. And
oh, yeah, driving is a bitch. And I will be I don't know yet. Nobody has given me any answer yet. But for the poor people who do not want to spend, I have a guest room, so I can host people. But I'm not going to commit to anything yet. But I will be taking days off on Saturday and Sunday, so I'll be available that time. I know, I'm so excited! Woo! Anyway, let's go back to our porn. Oh, we can watch porn together. Right? We can watch porn together, right? No? Is that a personal thing? It's only you and the computer? Okay, let me take a poll. How many of you enjoy or partake of your porn online or on your computer? Computer first. Who does it on the computer? Show of hands.
Yay for computers.
Show of hands.
Show of hands. Or a dick.
Hands are busy.
As I said on one of your anniversary shows, the whole reason I started podcasting was because I needed to use my computer for something other than pornography.
Correct. Okay, good. So, on the computer. What about Brad?
Yes.
And what about those people in the chat room? I haven't really looked at the chat room yet. Anybody says anything in the chat room? Is anybody else, actually? Maybe it's just the four of us. It could be.
No, Andy says he has his computer hooked up to the TV. So
I want to talk to Andy, too. Andy, I just upgraded my line to a bigger pipe. I think I can fit you, too, Andy. Should I call you, Andy? I don't know if you can talk about... Oh, Pinoy Boy is here. Oh, Pinoy Boy! A Pinoy Boy should be able to talk about porn with us.
Hello,
too.
Pinoy Boy.
Okay, let's add Pinoy Boy into the... Oh, apparently he's in chat room.
He's in the chat room, but he's recording. I think he's recording his own show.
Skype's a bit nutty lately. What happens is, if you're in the chat room, it takes a while for you to realize that you're actually... No, it appeared that you're not in the chat room, but you are. You are in the chat room, I think. Oh, no, maybe not. I just dragged the wrong thing. Never mind. I'm going to drag him. So, I'm doing 10,000 things. Can you tell that I'm distracted? Oh, my gosh, it sucks.
Have any of you ever done it with a porn star?
Right.
I used to be friends with a porn star.
But have you done it?
His name was Dallas something. He was a short... white hairy guy.
But have you done him? Or has he done you?
No, he's white.
Oh. You! you're like the white repellent or something. Anyhow, so, let me see.
I have.
Do tell.
Well, it was kind of, I'm trying to find a link to it. I was,
You were drunk.
No, it's like 3 or 4 years ago. I was in Thailand, and I met this guy at one of the bars, and we kind of kept in touch. And I was looking online, and you know, there he was, starring in a DVD.
Oh.
And actually, and then I went back a couple of years later, and we hooked up after when I went back. So I can actually say I've done it with a porn star.
Oh, cool.
And I've got the DVD.
So Christopher is jealous because he probably would have liked it too. Thai boy. Thai boys are gorgeous, I have to say. Do you know?
I like all kinds of Asian men.
Okay, let's...
I don't generally discriminate.
Wait, but you don't like white people, though. I see white people.
Oh, I eat white meat every now and then. Just okay. For good measure.
Not black meat. does JT want to join? Oh, yeah, JT wants to join. Let me call JT. JT's got stories to tell, too. Should I call Pinoy Boy?
Yes. I want to talk to Pinoy Boy, because he's going to be in Pittsburgh next week.
And let's see. I'm going to see how many people I can fit before I crash my...
Stuff us all in, baby. Come on, you got a big pie.
Right, we're doing an orgy, aren't we, right now?
It's becoming an Archer gangbang.
Right. Well, he does inspire me.
He's had up to 10 people.
Right, okay, let's
wow.
see.
That's a video all in itself right there.
I'm ringing JT. If you're at a fat pipe. Oh, okay, good. Pinoy Boy apparently is ready for us to be inserted into my pipe. Okay, I've just now added Pinoy Boy and JT to the conversation. And I have from... Hello, Pinoy Boy! Papa? Oh, I don't hear anything. Am I crashed? Hello?
I hear you.
I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Let's see. Pinoy Boy, we do not hear you. It's doing a zippity-zap-zap. I don't know what it is. I'm going to hang up. I'll call you back. And apparently JT is not picking up. He's still ring-a-ding-dong. Well, let me know when you're ready, whenever you're ready. I should edit this part out, but I'm not gonna. Do you know what I'm saying? Talk amongst yourself. Blah, 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 blah.
So if you're in a room with lots of people and there are porn stars in there and you're all in a big group, does that count as sex with a porn star?
Say that again! If you're
in a room with lots of people, and there are a few of them are porn stars, and you're in a group, does that count as sex with a porn star?
No, but it's still qualified.
What if you groped him?
Huh? What if you're...
What if you groped him?
No. Were you naked?
Well, of course we were.
Oh. So all of you were naked, and you groped a porn star.
We were all groping and...
So you were in the group sex.
Who knows who was doing what to who? There were too many arms and hands in the way.
Was it dark?
It was dim.
Oh, so it was an orgy, but porn stars in there.
Yeah.
I would count that. I would count.
Okay, then yes, I've had sex with porn stars.
I'm very shy when it comes to having sex. So I'm not going to talk about it. I'll ask questions.
Why are you shy about having sex? You've been with the same man for 9 years. How the hell can you be shy?
Well, I'm not shy with him. I'm shy with you all.
Well, you're not having sex with us. You're just talking about it.
Well, I'm going to talk about it in a very general term because I tend to be shy like that. Anyway, what is that? What the fuck? JT said. I tried to call you, JT. I was trying to call me or something. Try it out if you want. Okay, I'll try to call him again. JT, it's Pinoy Boy. Pinoy Boy's not connecting as well.
I was shy once in my life, too, and then I started having public sex, and that cured me of shyness.
Do you have to be hot? Oh, hi, Pinoy Boy!
Huh? What year did I start that? Oh, this was in the 90s. Yes.
Pinoy Boy, hello.
Hi.
We are talking
hello,
about...
Hello, Pinoy Boy!
Oh! Watch! Be careful! My ears!
Yeah, levels, please.
Pinoy Boy, I just want you to know I have much love for you, even though we've been very persnickety with each other for the last 12 hours.
Well, I am aggressive, so...
Well,
you are aggressive.
Then you are a good candidate for our discussion today.
About porn?
Right.
Great.
We're talking about sex. What kind of sex do you like, Pinoy Boy?
No, not sex! Shut up! It's my show! I'm gonna turn your microphone off! Okay. Christopher, calm down. Christopher, calm down. Calm down, please. Pinoy Boy, do you like your porn? Do you like your pork? Do you like your porn on...
I love pork. I'm Filipino. Hello.
I know, me too. I'm Chinese. Do you like porn on TV or porn on the computer?
Oh, any media.
I like magazines too. Yeah. Magazines? Yeah, I kind of like it, but I do. Okay, I kind of like the moving pictures. What about you guys?
I like those small kind of Reader's Digest kind of sized ones that you get in Europe. Like the really small kind. So they're
what does it show? Does it just show naked men with the dong? Or does it show action?
They're pretty hardcore. I mean, they do show a lot of pink.
Do you have to flip the pages real quick to see get the action?
No.
As in, page one and page two, flip, 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 you know, left, back and forth to see the in and out.
Well, you create your own narrative. It's like a comic book.
Oh, somebody said they liked the sound. Who was that? Was that Christopher?
Me.
Okay, Christopher liked the sound. So you don't like magazines.
You know, there's nothing worse than a silent lay. Oh my God, make some noise.
I am allowed...
Well, sometimes you have to be silent.
Right, and that that's also fun.
I understand,
fun.
Like, if the situation and the circumstance calls for being quiet, but if it doesn't, it's helpful to make noises.
Right. I have to say, I'm kind of loud.
That's hot.
Yeah, we've heard your podcast. Yeah, we assume that you were loud in bed.
How can you assume that?
Will you record a sex session and then post it?
Did I do that accidentally?
Just the audio.
No. Bruce doesn't even want to talk here. There's no way we can do it.
I want to hear that skin smacking together.
Even if he wants to, I would not let him do that. Oh my God. I can do that too.
Oh, that's hot. I'm getting
ow. I have a zit on my face. I was trying to do that on my cheek. Ow. I'm going to do it on the left side. Ow, it's not doing. I have too fat a cheek. It's not loose.
Hey.
Yay, where's Peter? Why isn't he joining us and talking about porn?
Oh, he's at dinner with his family.
Oh. Anyway.
That's a good place to talk about porn. Dinner with your family.
Where's JT? I thought JT wants to join. Is he gone?
Didn't he ask you to call him again?
Oh, yeah, he did. So I'm calling him. And
you hung up on him, John.
No, he wasn't connecting. Oh, hi, JT.
No, you just didn't call me back, bastard.
Hi, JT. Please turn off your live chat, please.
My live chat? What are you talking about? Oh,
iTunes. Were you not listening to? I mean, the live show? Yeah.
Ugh, stupid. All right, it's gone.
Oh, you sound sexy, JT.
All right.
Did you just wake up?
No, I'm just here. A little bit of a cold, maybe.
Ooh, yeah, it is. Stay get, you know, perpetual cold. you do sound kind of hot.
All right.
Remember we used to take showers together?
Oh, yes, I do. That was great. We'd be talking online, and I'm like, I'm going to go take a shower. You said, oh, me too. So we'd both go take a shower at the same time.
So it's like, we used to take showers together.
Oh, that's great.
Do you have webcams in the showers so that, you know, the rest of us could watch?
No, I'd probably get electrocuted if I did that.
Oh, they make waterproof cameras.
I'm sure Andy can give us a link to some waterproof cameras. And
Andy
then you and
has
I
a
can
link
take,
to everything.
Really take showers together.
Oh my gosh, JT, you do sound very different.
And then a Ziploc bag over the eyesight, the external eyesight.
But you have to shower
really
cold.
Long firewire cable.
Come on, I take my laptop in the hot tub. I don't think I want to venture to take it in the shower.
Bubbly, bubbly, bubbly. Hey, okay, so JT, do you like your porn on video or TV or whatever media? Other media?
I like it on my computer.
Okay. Why is that, though? Because you can be in bed? Do you guys watch your porn where in the house? Where do you watch your porn? That's
right,
my question.
My computer.
I know. Where on your computer? On the desk?
I sit in my chair and I jack off.
I mean...
Sometimes I stand up and come all over the desk, but you know.
Oh. Not on your computer, though.
My computer is in the bedroom.
This is David B.
Yes, my computer is in the bedroom, and when I'm watching porn on DVD, it's in the living room because that's where the television is.
So you like porn on TV?
I have a large collection. I like it in both places.
You like in both places? Right, the front and the back. Good job, Pinoy boy. So you like it both places. How big is your big screen TV?
Oh, I don't have a huge... I live in New York City. There's no room for big screen TVs.
Big screen TV is your wall.
So, well, I don't know. What do I have? Like a 27-inch television?
Yeah, that's not bad. I used to have a 29. And when I got my 47-inch TV, the 29's like, meh! Very small.
Oh, you've become a size queen, haven't you?
I just did. Remember, I showed you guys on Ooh, I showed them my big inches on
iSight.
And I put my hand on the thingy. Just to show you.
John, are you overcompensating?
Yes, a bit. So, let's talk about porn. What kind of porn do you guys like? Let's start with JT.
This and that. I mean, I'm really not... I'm boring. I'm really not specific. Just whatever... Whatever is interesting. I like it when it's in like a weird place, like at the office or something like that.
Oh, don't you? Isn't there like a series of like office guys like dressed up in like in they're all like workers. What is it called? Like white collar men or something? You know? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know, there's a huge genre of Japanese porn that does that, where they're all office workers. Yeah.
Can you let me know what the link is?
Oh, JandyLawrence.net.
Andy will get it for you. No, like, there's a really good porn where this guy, oh gosh, this it's old too, but where this guy had he had a delivery man coming to deliver his big TV.
Oh my god, cliche.
And he dropped the TV and he said, "Is there anything I could do to make it up to you?" Oh, and he spit out his gum. The worker spit out his gum and like started going at it. It's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. So of course we're talking about gay porn mostly. We're talking mostly about gay porn because we're talking with a bunch of gay men.
I was going to say Mark's not on here, is he?
Mark Chef Mark?
Chef Mark, he's, you know,
he's
not
bi.
Gay.
He's bi. No, he's omni. He's bi. But let's see. No, he's not on there. But anyway... what was I going to talk about? Oh, yes. Let's go down the list. So, you like old, boring porn, JT.
Sure. Move on to someone else.
No, what about... there must be something that attracts you. So anything porn is okay?
Well, as long as the guys are hot, pretty much. I'm not, you know, specific. I'm sure the other guys are more specific than I am.
Okay, you're a bit shy. Okay, let's move on to Pinoy Boy.
Whoa.
Bastard.
I love you, JT. Pinoy Boy?
Yeah?
What kind of porn do you like? You can say one or 10.
Okay, I like the outdoor stuff.
Oh, messy. There's flies.
Yeah. No.
I've seen porn with people doing it outside on like a hay, like on a haystack in a barn. You can see flies flying around there.
That might be dust.
Not dust, they're like bugs. Like,
I've seen some European porn with flies.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they should just start flocking before they...
What is flocking?
Well, spray the fog, the bug fog. Yeah.
Okay, so you like outdoor. What kind of outdoor?
Oh, anything.
Anything, so like in the barn would be good.
Really, it's like on rocks, like in tall grass.
Oh, the nature kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, now, is it the fact that you could get caught that makes it kind of hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So you like bathroom sex porn too?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like, we'll go back to the topic about XTube in a moment, but I've seen several on XTube.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. Okay, then, what is your second favorite? It sounds like you have a list of them.
I do, like them all. I like a lot of amateur stuff because, you know, when you do see like the seedy side of the porn industry, you kind of understand that they're just there for a buck and they could potentially be straight or, you know, there's no soul in the porn. Right?
Yeah.
So with amateur porn, you kind of know that they're in it to do it rather than in it to, I don't know, make a quick buck.
Interesting. I like that idea too. Oh, who's that? Is that Christopher's phone?
Yeah, that was Chris. Hang up!
Okay, I'm hanging him up.
That's great.
I don't know how... I don't know how to add him back because his is the phone number. Can I add him to the chat by phone? Or do I have to add him as a contact first? Let me add him as a contact first. So let's move on to the second person, David B. What kind? And we'll come back to you, Benoit boy.
Oh, what? Well, okay.
What about you, David B? What kind of porn do you like?
What kind of porn? My tastes are quite eclectic. I have a large collection, and it ranges from all sorts of things.
Such as?
Oh, well, I was going to say I'll really go out there on a limb. Recently, at least on the online, I've been discovering Brazilian tranny porn because it has new guys in it that are getting fucked by the trannies that I haven't seen in most of the other porn I've seen.
They have big dicks, too. Don't they?
Well, the ones in porn do, but that's probably why they're in porn.
Right. So, I think, you know, what do you think about... Well, I'll save that question for later. I was going to ask you about what you think about size. Brad, what kind of porn do you like? If you want to answer, you don't have to.
We'll
just
answer for you.
Stuff up. I know you like... You like corn.
Corn porn.
No, you like corn, John.
Corn
it's
porn.
In your it's in your backyard.
Oh my gosh, you want corn in my backyard? Ouch.
Hey.
No, I usually like to take it up front. I like to eat it raw.
Oh.
No,
there's
anyway.
A bad corn joke in here somewhere.
Go ahead, Brad.
I'm too shy to talk about this,
oh,
honestly.
Come on, Brad. You're a podcaster. Suck it up and deal.
Hey.
Hey, wait. Who's this hey person?
It's Benoit Boy.
Oh, okay. Hello.
JT. Oh, we're sorry. Haven't met. JT, this is Benoit Boy. He's from omipod.net. And JT is from JT Online, Benoit Boy.
Exactly. Hello. I'm just wondering because you keep saying that I was giggling, so I had to know who was doing it.
It's Benoit Boy, and you can also look at the chat window and see who's got the thingy up. But anyway, thing is their running joke in their podcast. Anytime there's
anything pseudo-sexual,
right?
Anything, yeah,
double entendre,
right?
Not
touch
even
it.
That. It could be really base. It could be not even remotely sexual.
Like turn it on. Hey. Corn. Hey.
I don't remember eating corn.
Battery. Hey. Podcast. Hey. Okay, so
is it
Brad,
because of the full moon that all the podcasts are talking about sex?
I don't know. It's full moon that it's fucking with my head is for sure. I had
you,
this weird mood.
I said on Twitter the other day, don't go out to the bars when there's a full moon. From many years of experience, it's very, very dangerous.
Well, I put it on my Twitter, too, that I am in a crazy mood. And and the thing is, I felt crazy for 2 days, and I was so messed up, and well, finally resolved, but anyway.
So yesterday was your heavy flow day?
Today is actually heavier. Yesterday was a starting... So today, it's like Niagara Falls. It's messy, you know what I mean. And so I just have to put it on Twitter. It's like, oh my gosh, because I didn't think of that until I saw Andy Melton posted something about the moon, and then I went and checked. I actually have, because I do watch out for it, because I know I have the tendency to get weird when it's around full moon time. So I went online, Twitter, and checked, and then I go to my iGoogle. You know, on my iGoogle, I actually have the... Does anybody know what iGoogle is?
Yeah, Google IG.
Yeah.
Was Google, renamed to iGoogle.
Right, it's much easier to remember. Mm-hmm. iGoogle, which is you can customize your own page. And I went there, and I have the lunar page on there, like the current moon phase on there. And as of... This is recorded on May the 4th be with you. It's 94% full. Part of the reason why I'm a little bit cuckoo today, I think.
Because you're 94% full?
I'm 94% cuckoo.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, Brad, after a whole long run around the bush, what kind?
Well...
If you want to talk about it, go ahead and talk.
Well, I'm obviously a bit of a rice queen.
So you like Asian?
Like Asian, and actually, I own that one for the link I put in the site room. And Pinoy Boy, you weren't on. I actually have been with that guy on the left. on that link.
I want to see. Where is it? Let me see. Is it on the web?
I'm not in the chat room.
You are, but the thing is that the Skype chat is sometimes crazy like that.
I don't see it.
I know, but I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to, because I cannot remove you. You have to remove yourself. And I can't, you know, I may just have to start a new room or something in the future.
Hey!
What?
Oh, no, that didn't work. Sorry. I just want to be part of the conversation.
Okay, so a continuous talking. Oh, gay Asian shop. I'm going to have to put this link on my show. Okay, go ahead and tell people. The one on the left?
The one on the left, on the box left.
They're a bit too thin for me, frankly speaking, even though I'm fat. They're too thin for me. No.
And when you say box left, do you mean the left of the box is we're looking at the box?
That means that I shift to the left.
He's above. He's under
my
young.
Box
he's
left.
Under. He's under the word young. He's above DVD, right?
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right.
See, I gotta pull it up now because I closed it.
Hey.
See. Yeah. Below the Y.
Scroll over. Scroll over. You can actually see him big with his dong.
You guys, nobody knows what you're talking about. You do realize that?
No.
Right?
I'll put the link. I'll put the link on the website. Go follow.
Boy, I sent it to you.
Go follow the link and then go there.
No. Oh, there it is.
Okay, I'm going to add our poor Christopher back on.
God, these guys are thin.
I know!
They look like they're freaking 14!
Hey!
Hey! Well, sort of, kind of.
Gross.
Oh.
No, gosh. Brad, you need to turn your attention to the Tyson videos.
What, the Tyson as in the chicken?
No. Tyson is in the Japanese.
Who's in the chicken? We haven't talked about that yet.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where's Chris?
Send me a link.
Ooh.
David B.
Okay, hold on.
I'm calling Christopher right now. He's missing.
Christopher? You calling Christopher?
I'm calling Christopher.
Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Lucifer.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Hello, sorry you missed out on all the good fun. We just had an orgy.
Andy Melton wants John to check his email.
Oh, my email? Oh my gosh, he must have sent me some porn or something. Okay, I'll check my email, and my email would chime, and the chime is the one that Andy Melton asked specifically from me that he want that chime also. Let's see, I just turned on my email. And, oh, what the hell? Laura. It hurt something about. Okay, that's Andy Melton. Oh, this is what Andy Melton said he likes. He said, I should share, right? Oh, that was ew. He's that Asian's hot though. I mean, I don't care about that vacuum bed. He said he likes the vacuum bed thing. Porn.
That's where they like lay you on a bed and cover you in latex and suck.
Oh my
right.
goodness!
I
he
thought,
sent it to me.
I thought it was a plastic cover that you just pick your pee pee out.
I have a bondage porn tape or DVD here.
I'm not into bondage.
That has a scene with that in it. But the interesting thing is the guy who's like the bondage master is this muscly Asian guy.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one. He is hot. He's hot.
But what's the turn on that? I mean, is it turn on to watch it like you're the guy laying down or what?
Well,
both ways.
For me,
I think
the turn on is watching the guy who's you know the bondage master because he's hot.
Yeah, the bondage master is hot. But
oh
you,
gosh, but, I'm claustrophobic. I couldn't do that.
Yeah,
and the thing is, JT.
Yes, dear.
Different. I would call this a fetish, don't you think? That's a fetish, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But that's why fetish is fetish because you know you either like it or not. Sometimes you don't get it, and sometimes you feel completely grossed out and put off by it. And
see, I would just want that bondage master to have a seat, and then I can move on.
Have a seat.
Have a seat. If I were laying there with, never mind, forget it.
Hey!
Exactly.
So, So, do you guys want to see that picture? Should I post
yes.
it in the? Oh, how do I do that though? I cannot put pictures in the chat room. Oh, who wants it? I think the rest of you probably have seen it. It's that
you can just send file, save it to your desktop and send file. You can send
you
it to
email
everybody.
It to me at theoccasionalfag@gmail.com.
Okay, we'll do that after the show. Thank you very much.
Shameless plug.
Yes, shameless plug.
Okay, it's
well, you got introduced to Pinoy Boy. I didn't.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, David B.
Oh, is, don't worry about it.
This is Pinoy Boy. And Pinoy Boy, that's David B. There you go. Do you want him in the vacuum bed, David B?
Yeah. See if it's the one that's confirmed that it's the one with the from the DVD that I have.
Wait, no.
We didn't have a vacuum bed at the sex club I worked at.
I was just going to say, is that the DVD you were in or the one that you have?
I have not been
in it. Oh, sorry. I thought Tristan was online. I apologize.
I worked at a sex club. I've sold pornography, and I've done a few things that we won't talk about here. But
you know what?
I've not actually been on film.
For the people say that they have problem getting into my the thingy, the chat.
Hey!
Good job! Good job! Good
if
job.
People have trouble getting into your thingy, that's a problem.
JT, you're learning. You're learning. You're good and good. You're doing good. Let's talk about XTube. Anybody know about XTube?
A question about that. Is that real people doing it, or does it... It seems to me everything I pull down is, like, promos for porn.
You have to look for it. I do have a favorite. Let me go to this side.
Early on, XTube was mostly people posting their own stuff.
I like that kind. I haven't talked about what I like, though. Hello?
Oh, yes. What do you like, John?
I like more amateur stuff. I don't like a hunkly, bungly, dongly porn star look. I like the normal guy look.
So you like to steer away from, say, the Bellamy and the Falcon videos.
Correct. I do not like that. I mean, not that I'm not... When I see the video, I think I would still enjoy it, but that's not my preference. Mm-hmm. So my... What is my login? You have to log in.
You know, that's funny. Have you guys seen Ben Affleck in Forces of Nature?
No.
Where he does a strip tease, and he's like a little chunky.
Ooh.
And it's really hot. It's really, really hot.
I like that, too. I like guys a lot. Well, I like guys of all shapes and sizes. They just have to be hot.
But hot is so relative. What one person considers hot?
Well, it depends. I have to see it because hot. I don't have a type. Because every time I see a guy that I think it's hot, it's a different type.
And what I consider hot now will be different tomorrow.
Well, that's true. Also, now there is a guy. And let me go to my favorite. I think it's called like something Soaker or something. He's my favorite.
Does it have to do with piss?
No. Come.
That's what I thought.
Hey, Soaker. Don, everybody, I need to drop off the call.
Okay!
Because he doesn't want to talk about porn.
I've got a... I'm in
you have a life?
I have a tennis doubles. We're in the tournament tomorrow, and my first match is at 8 a.m., so I need to get some sleep.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, Brad.
Brad, nice good night!
All right, sorry. I wish I could stay longer. I'll join the next live chat.
That's okay. We'll just talk about you.
All right.
I'm sure you will, bitches.
Bye!
Bye!
Thanks, Brad. Okay, so hang up. Okay, good, cool. Okay, I forgot what his name was. Let me go to my favorite.
Okay, well, it sounds like David is an expert. So now on Online Podcast, we have David B, the expert on XTube.
Ooh, now I'm getting all
so.
Tingly.
David, tell us about your job.
My job has nothing to do with XTube.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, you just sounded like an expert. I assumed.
Hey, no, this is
it.
The guy. If you are an XTuber, if you like to stroke the XTube, please check out Super Soaker.
That's the name of the person.
Oh, that sounds like a piss.
The XTube.
I say
character.
It sounds like Sammy Spitter from the Benchwarmers movie.
No, it's not. That's not his name. You wanted his name, right?
Well, I mean, when you say Super Soaker, that's his. His name on XTube, or that's the name of the film or the show? I mean,
it's the film.
Obviously, David, you know way too much about XTube.
I don't know how to see video details.
It's just like YouTube. It's a user or a title of a video.
X Rave
it's
Boy.
It's either the user.
He gets all defensive.
What's okay? We're talking about porn. We're not talking about Bible studies right now. No, it's not Halo.
Is that the next topic?
No.
It's natural course of progression there.
Porn Bible. Okay. They're right next to each other on my shelf over here.
Just look for Super Soaker. I don't really know. His S-U-P-E-R Soaker.
Well, can you describe it, John? Can you describe it?
He's hot.
So basically, you just spent 10 minutes trying to find it just to tell us you don't know where it is.
Is he Super Soaker because he shoots lots of...
Right.
Hey!
How many people
his face is hot.
How many people go to DudeTube online?
No, I've never been. Please tell me all about the good site that I can find good amateur porn. Because I am sort of,
a voyeur?
No, I don't know much. In fact, I just found out about XTube, I have maybe 2 months ago.
2 months ago?
Yeah. Has it been on for a long time already?
Ask David. He probably knows. David B?
I think I have probably known about XTube for 6 months or more.
65 years.
Oh, so I'm not too
years.
Bad. Because it's still a beta.
It's kind of like Google. It's in beta forever. And it's getting better than it used to be.
Well, it'll be a beta until they start charging you to subscribe to it.
That's so be a sad, better sad go day. Get all your porn right now. Go get your porn. Oh, did I lose everyone?
No.
No, we're here.
Okay. Who did I lose? Did I lose someone? Christopher? Did I lose you again? I think
His number is in the window, but he's not talking.
Oh. Right, so that means we can talk about him.
Christopher, are you here?
I see JT was asking about fisting porn. Have you seen fisting porn, JT?
Oh.
I have not, no.
I do not. Some...
Where'd you get that?
It's a bit too ouchy for me.
No, I have not.
Oh.
Well, I have some fisting porn from my days of selling. When I used to work for the porn shop.
Oh, shit! Like
this bondage. Oh, dear, who left?
I actually dropped him because it doesn't look like he...
Yeah, he wasn't connected.
Yeah.
Now, how do you decide that you want to get a job in a porn shop? Is that like something you always wanted to do since you were a kid? Or
no, I
How does that happen?
In another lifetime, I worked in the film business doing location work. And my boyfriend at the time worked at this porno shop.
Mm-hmm.
And in between films, I worked there on occasion.
But how do you choose that instead of Starbucks or, McDonald's?
Just
or
such a thing as Starbucks in New York City.
Huh?
Huh?
What? You were cutting off? Say that again.
When I worked at the porn shop, there was not a Starbucks in New York City. That's how I chose that. It was a cash-paying job.
Right.
It had good hours.
I would work there. I wouldn't mind working there.
All the free porn you could bring home at night.
Ew.
What do you mean?
Yeah, is it used? Hey,
like
really?
It had a videotape rental. We rented videotapes, so if it wasn't rented that night, you could take it home with you.
Can you imagine how many hands touched on that videotape?
Not or just hands, like cum splattered hands.
Oh, they're not
going
to put cum on it. You have to rewind it.
I guess you haven't rented.
You don't do that with your hand.
I guess you've never rented porn, have you, JT?
Me, He's a couple times, but that was long. It was like years and years ago.
Before he was legal, right?
Probably.
So, who else wants to talk about anything about porn? Like anything about porn? Well, tell me more porn site that you guys like. One at a time. Let's start from the bottom again. I mean, this time.
Hey.
Start with... Who's the bottom? Answer this question. No. Let's start on the bottom of the list. David B. Oh, I guess does B stands for bottom? No, I'm sorry. David, what is your favorite porn site beside XTube?
Well, I don't know about it being my favorite, but DudeTube Online is a good site because he goes around all of the porn sites and posts.
Oh, is he DudeTube? tube.blogspot.com.
Well, that's gone. He's now dudetubeonline.com.
Oh. dudetubeonline.com. I'm so...
Because Blogspot decided that they didn't want him posting all of the XTube porn, because you can't prove how old anybody is on XTube.
Oh, I do. Ooh. So it's just a review? Like a... And then
he posts stuff from all of the different pay sites, like
And then you have to But yeah, it's
well,
free?
Well, he posts... Everything on his site is free. And then he occasionally posts some videos from XTube because, you know, so he's kind of filtering it through. And then
ooh, okay, let's listen to this. I'm playing this. If there's audio, better not have audio. It'd be boring.
I'm going to grab that.
This is good. Let me read the description of this.
It's a lot of static.
Click here for a video. No, that's not the description. It's a blowjob.
See, it sounds like what happens when my phone accidentally dials somebody in my pocket.
Hey. Ooh, it's good. Okay, you guys go to dootube.com as well. I'm gonna turn the audio down. Go to dootube.com. No, dootube. Yeah, dootube. Dootubeonline.com, please.
Angrisela.
Yeah.
Okay, that pic on the front page is like disgusting.
That's gross.
Which?
That is like he's got a chicken in between his crotch.
And it's greasy.
He lubed up.
Oh, that poor couch.
That looks so disgusting. He's holding a piece of chicken underneath his cock.
No, okay, the one that I'm talking about. The one that I'm talking about that I was enjoying. Ooh, there are several good ones. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be busy.
Who eats out of condoms?
Don't say that. Somebody might like it. If you don't like it.
That is so nasty.
If you don't like it, it doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just that you don't like it. See what I'm saying? You have to be a bit accepting that way.
Like that Howie Mandel kind of.
Okay, what I like is the one on May 3rd, 2007.
Gay cum lover.
Right. Click here for the video.
Scroll down.
All right. No,
below
click
the
it.
Surfer boy.
Oh, he's hot too.
Below the boy in the pink.
Why is that guy wearing women's panties?
See, this is a very eclectic site. He shows you all sorts of.
Oh my gosh.
May 3rd?
There's a telephone too. It's kind of. Oh, maybe it's phone sex.
Ooh, that guy's hot.
Yeah, isn't May 3rd guy hot? Well, let's watch it together.
Yeah, he's okay.
Let's click and watch it together. 1, 2, 3, click.
Click.
Okay, this
we'll
is what we call synchro-porning. I'll turn down the volume just ever so slightly.
Does he have an electrified cock ring on?
I was just going to say, what the hell is that?
No, it's like a necklace.
Oh.
I think. Oh, the string is gone.
No, it's a cock ring in the string from the camera.
Oh. Okay, so I like quality like that. That is very, you know, kind of home-like, homemade. Oh,
no,
there's another person in the back.
Yeah, I saw that.
No,
there's another person in the back.
Oh, this is too weird.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. First of all, if you're gonna suck me like that, it's not gonna be hot. You're just doing it to do it.
Why? Well. It's visually pleasing.
Well, I guess what I'm saying. Never mind.
Yeah, it's a bit narcissistic if you're.
I want to stop talking now.
Videotaping your own blowjob.
Well, maybe they are marketing this. I don't know though. I
should do my hair like that.
I don't. I think you'll be cute like that.
Oh, I meant my pubic hair.
Oh. I thought you meant his.
You know,
hair.
If he's gonna suck like that, he's gonna get teeth.
Well, maybe that's okay.
Maybe he doesn't have teeth. Maybe he wears dentures. Oh no, he does have teeth.
And you can see the kind of socks the guy has on.
Yeah, Umbro brand socks. Now, where are we? Mid-90s?
Hey, what is that bag in the back?
Socks.
There's a back AKN or something. Do you see that?
Oh, the box?
Yeah, is that a box? Oh yeah, it is a box. Maybe it's videotape or something. Oh, here's a camera string.
No, it's a bag.
That brown box in the bag? Oh, yeah, there's a bag.
Do you think that guy is hot? The guy that is giving the blowjob.
He has cute eyes.
The guy's doable. I do without the nipple, but that's okay.
What nipple?
His nipple's pierced.
Oh, it's
a pierced nipple.
Why does it play like twice back to back?
It just restarts. After it plays at once.
Who's that? Is that JT? Now
yes, it's
now it says loading.
Yeah,
no, it stopped.
Hey,
crash. Damn it. It's our new game.
Okay, there's no payoff. How lame.
Okay, enough. Let me quickly scroll through this to see if anything exciting visually. Oh, okay, good. And what other website besides that? How about your own favorite, David B. from Occasional Fake?
My own favorite? I don't know. See, this is hard. I don't have favorites.
What is in your
all the time?
What is in your favorite?
You know, after you've watched one for a while, you get tired and you have to find something new.
Yeah, right. You're constantly looking for new stuff.
And so, what do you think the percentage
Here's another
of
one
the
that
internet?
I check out on occasion.
The percentage of the internet used for porn.
Oh, if it wasn't for porn, the internet would have never made any money.
Internet is for porn. The internet's
no
for porn.
For
I would say less than 10%. I don't think it's a lot.
Oh, I think it's far more than I think it's like 80%.
How many percent?
I think 80% of the bits coming down the pipes on broadband is porn.
Oh, I think it's Chinese spam.
Here you go. Here's the song. Modern. The internet. The
internet is really, really great. For porn. Fast connection, so I don't have to wait. For porn.
Okay, I'm not going to break the rule. Okay, so, yeah.
That's my absolute favorite song of all time.
So, okay, what is your other favorite, David B? Did you send it on the...
Did I lose you all?
No.
No.
Oh, I was going to suggest another one of these blogs that finds porn.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, where the hell did it go? I've lost it. It is called...
Let me bookmark this.
I'm looking at my bookmarks, okay? All the bookmarks are buried in a secret folder so no one can find them.
Oh, mine is
it's
just
called...
There.
It's
porn.
NakedTokyo.blogspot.com.
Say that again, Pokyo?
NakedTokyo.blogspot.com.
Naked.
This is...
NakedTokyo.blogspot.com. Naked Tokyo. Ooh, ooh. Oh, that character is naked right there. Law. Hey, how do you pronounce that in Japanese, Pinoy boy?
Where, what?
The naked Tokyo .blogspot.com, the one on the right hand side. That kanji.
I have no clue what that kanji is.
It on the left hand side, it's clothing or fabric, and then on the right hand side is actually fruit. And the combination of those two is naked.
Ah.
The fruit under your cloth.
I love the roller coaster translation myself. That was precious.
What roller coaster?
Well, you said roller coaster is like wind in your crotch or wind going through your groin.
Well, that's not a translation. That just feels like it. Oh,
I thought that
yeah.
was like the actual characters.
That would have been better.
Wind and groin.
That would have been better. You know, some of these guys are hot. But there are some that is a bit too skinny. I'm going to bookmark this site. I'm equal opportunity. Okay, let me see. How do I add that to my porn collection? Is this really bad? But everybody's sort of kind of... maybe I won't post this show because I'm too shy. Nah.
Oh, come on. Did you not just give Brad a hard time about not wanting to talk about this?
Okay, I have to go now because I have a tennis match tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Yeah, you hypocrite.
Let's see. No, he does have to. Earlier, he already told me that he's going to do that. He's going to have to leave because he... I'm adding stuff into my... favorites.
Oh, it's Hataga.
Well, you know, oh. John, if we're interrupting you, you know, we could let you go so you can
I know,
do what you're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm not even excited.
The porn store silence when people are all happy and fun in a
and
group.
And then heavy and breathing.
Start going.
I was
going
to say, John Angle.
No, you'll never hear that from me.
Oh. One thing that I don't like about Japanese porn is that they censor.
Tranny Rack is masturbating. Rebecca Nay.
Hey!
I don't know if she's listening, though.
Oh, no, wait, I guess that actually counts, so I guess that
yeah,
doesn't
that's,
fit.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Andy Melton sent a link.
To a masturbation-thon. I guess we're all supposed to masturbate at the same time.
When?
On the
Masturbation Town. The 26th. Oh, that's coming up. I don't know if the show's going to... Yeah, I'm sure the show would be out by then.
Didn't they have a little thing in San Francisco for the Masturbate-a-thon?
That's the Masturbation Thon. San
Francisco, a little thing? Hey!
There you go. You got one.
Go ahead, David P. I mean, B.
No, that's Tristan. He's not on. I keep telling you that.
David B.
2007, May 26th, the San Francisco Masturbation Thon. That's what he sent.
The Porn the Palace. To. Wait, do you have to be there or do you just do it at the same time?
It'd be much more fun if we were all there, wouldn't
right.
it?
Right. I guess, you know, you never know.
Kind of like a good old group grope.
I believe the Rock and Roll
I don't want to be with the women.
Show though. There.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, I don't want to... now, I mean, I'm not... I don't like to do it publicly. I'm too self-conscious about myself. You know what I'm saying?
You should try. It'll help you become less self-conscious.
You should try!
In the right context, with the right people.
Oh, that was my email. Sorry.
So there used to be a bar here in New York City that had an underwear night where in order to get into the bar, you had to strip down to your underwear. Oh. Would you go, John?
No. No, I don't. I'm not going to show skin. Even if you come to podcast, even if you come to podcast Midwest, I'm not going to show skin. All you have to see is whatever I'll have this shield armor over myself. No, you're not going to see skin more than maybe a sleeveless shirt.
Well, you could have worn your panties in a sleeveless shirt. They would have let you in that way.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You would have done but why would I go there in the first place?
Because by the end of the evening, there were people in much less than their underwear. I don't know if you'd be in much less than your underwear.
Oh. See, now I'm too self-conscious about myself, with or without clothing. I just now started to get used to it. Well, you know, get used to it. Well, I'm feeling a little bit more less self-conscious when I'm at the sweatshop, changing room.
Mm-hmm. See, I used to be terribly self-conscious too, and public sex helped me get over all of that.
Oh, so are you into a public sex before you are less self-conscious, or the other way around? You have to be less self-conscious before you can actually
well,
start.
I guess it was part of a process.
Oh, how do you apply?
What do you mean? How do you apply? broke up with my boyfriend, but because we lived in New York City, we were still living together. So I spent lots of time in the evenings hanging out in the Ramble in Central Park.
Like Ramble Redhead? No.
Just the wooded area of the park where men had sex. And I used to just sit there and watch because I'm a big voyeur. And eventually I kind of did a few other things too.
Mm. See, I'm not...
And I got over my self-consciousness.
So how do you get over that? That by doing it?
I guess.
Nah.
Yeah. You don't want to get over it.
No. I thought that's like a pill or something you can
pop. Am I the biggest whore here in the room?
It's okay, we like whores.
Close to it, I think so.
No, I think everybody's a whore. You just how much you want to talk about it.
Exactly, so you're the only one that'll admit it.
Right. Because even, you know, where I'm trying to think of somebody who's very... Usually we don't think about... let's see. Who do you not think about sex when you think about them? Besides your parents.
Who do I not think about sex when I think
about them? Like when you think about them, you don't...
George
really...
Bush.
What do you think he... Do you think he watches porn?
Probably. On
Ew! I can't even imagine that.
Like right-wing Christian porn?
George Bush is one of those right-wing Christians who has to go out and buy all of the porn and watch it so that he knows what's out there that he has to stamp out.
So he's the research.
Yeah, him and Rush Limbaugh.
It's all about research.
Like Madge.
And then him and Karl Rove have circle jerks while watching
ew,
it.
Ew! That is so repulsive. Ew.
I want that sound clip as my ringtone.
Ew, ew, ew.
That's I thought
repulsive.
It was...
Ew, ew, ew!
Remix that. Does anybody know a DJ?
Huh?
We need to remix your ew, 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 that's so repulsive.
Right. Well, you know, on my online pod, no, on Binang Hokkien, they actually do a mix with my laugh. Let me see if I can find it for you. It's really horrible.
Did one of your listeners do that?
Several did.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm just seeing hunky Japanese guys right
there's
now.
There's not much to do in the Malaysia?
Yes, they all live up in the trees. And there's nothing going on, so they all get on their MacBook Pro.
Every time that you know I'm on a show and we talk about a foreign country, I just want to be like, try to be as incredibly ignorant as I can, just so people realize how freaking stupid we are in regards to other countries.
You know what? I did. I think I talked about this. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. So never mind. Blah 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 blah. I don't have that with me currently. Maybe I do. Let me see. But you guys can't hear it. So never mind. I won't play it. Yeah. So let's see. Let's focus again. Porn. Oh my gosh, 1 hour. We talk about porn for 1 hour. I'm going to ask Pinoy Boy what his favorite porn site is.
I like GayTorrents because I like a full video to download.
Oh, Lord. Do you watch it? Do you download it and then watch it slowly, savor it over a period of time?
Yeah, just burn it to DVD.
Oh, you want to collect it? I watch it and boom, gone.
Oh.
GayTorrent.com?
Let's see. What is it?
GayTorrents.net.
.net.
Torrents.
So I think there's a space. I think there's like a dash between gay and dash. Torrent.
Oh, Lord. So difficult. Do you see how much work you have to do to get porn? GayTorrents.net.
It's okay. A BitTorrent site.
No, it's a woman. Oh, double R.
Yeah.
Okay. I put single R. Oh. Deutsch, English, Hanyu, Latino. Oh. Oh, you had to log in?
Yeah.
You create a login.
Is it good? Is it worth...
You need a BitTorrent site. Depends on what you want. They have all kinds of things.
They've got
lots of Japanese porn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hanyu. Okay. I'll register later. Like XTube, I knew about it, and I never really do anything about it because I have to register because it just takes the fun out of it.
You find a few things that you like. You download the little torrent file. You let it run overnight. And tomorrow morning,
overnight? No, I want it right away.
Well, they actually put up entire DVD rips that you can then burn to your DVD.
Oh, see, I don't like stories. I just like this. Chip, go, done.
John likes wham, bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Right.
Young, dumb, and full of cum.
Wait, so you don't like to sit and savor over or, like, stretch it out?
Hey!
No, you just, like, want to finish off and
roll
on?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm a busy.
Well, sometimes you just want to treat yourself, like the spa.
I treat myself, I just watch. If you want to treat yourself, I would watch 5 short ones.
Short ones.
You'll do it. When I was younger, before you know, I was old enough for porn and stuff like that. I used to tape MTV Beach Party, and then I would I would tape it onto another tape of just all shirtless guys.
Oh.
Jack off to the ads.
Softcore porn that can be hot too, actually.
Well, yeah, you got these ball straight guys.
I can get excited by just the face. And okay, is there any part of the man's that is not sexual that is hot to you?
Thighs.
Oh, thighs.
Thighs.
I think, like chicken thighs.
Yes, like chicken thighs.
Like dark meat. Like
yes,
black
like
meat.
Dark meat. Like black meat.
Okay. Hey, be
like
my boy.
Packs.
You probably like my thighs.
Thighs and calves. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, have you seen my thighs and calves?
No, because you don't show your skin.
Well, then it's not really skin. I wear shorts.
Okay. Make sure you wear that at PodCamp.
Oh my gosh. Because several people have come up to me on the street. No, not really. But people I know say, oh my gosh, look at your calves. Because I kind of have the genetic. You know, some people have good genes to get nice pecs and muscle upper body. And I get bad genes for my upper body because it's all fat. But I do get good genes on my lower half. Anything below my belly and my bluff handle's hot.
I am the same way. I like my thighs and my calves, but the rest of me is just a hot mess.
Me too. let's just look down. So pay attention when we meet.
Okay.
I even
okay.
let you touch it.
I'll wear short shorts as well.
Hey!
Okay. So what about JT?
What about JT?
Which part of the man?
Oh, chest and butt.
Chest and butt. Okay, butt is sort of sexual, kind of. Not really, but yeah.
Yeah, but have you ever seen guys that have like a flat ass?
Like a negative ass?
Oh, you know what? You need to wear different pants because don't be showing me that.
I have a bit more ass now, but I used to be negative ass too. Because
of negative.
Yes. I'm concave. Is it called concave? There's a hole.
Convex concave. Convex concave.
I think it's due to my fat. I used to have carry a lot of fat on my back. And I don't know if you guys, skinny people, shut up.
And it slid down.
And it just, you know, one thing.
No, because like your back fat kind of like...
it takes away that curve. Fat.
Yeah. So you lose your back fat in your love handles, your butt becomes more defined?
My love handles are still there, but my back fat is significantly less, so I can see my ass a little bit better now, but I still think
jealous,
that...
I'm so jealous, John.
No, but I still think that I don't have much ass. Even though Bruce doesn't agree. He thinks I've got hot buns.
Yeah, I just wear jock straps to boost my butt.
Oh, how do you do that? It's like, is it like a pickup butt?
Yeah, well, the strap kind of is a little tight, and it kind of lifts your ass. So
they do sell pads like you can wear.
I'm not gonna look like I'm wearing a diaper.
No, it doesn't look like that. I think it's natural looking, supposedly.
No, it's really uncomfortable.
Have you tried it?
I have. Yeah, they're like form fitting or something, and they're supposed to make everything look good.
No,
and they're like spandex.
No, it's not. It has a pad. It has like a sponge.
Oh my god!
I wore that. I wore that when I was in drag for one time. It was like hip and butt.
I don't need hips. I just need a bigger butt.
I don't have hips either. Mine is straight down from my waist, straight down from my, pelvic bones on the side. It just goes straight down. There's nothing sticking out. So, you know, I could be hot below my waist.
Hey!
Well, the thing is, you know, I shouldn't say that because I think everybody thinks everyone is hot. You know, just different people think different people's hot. So, anyway. So, don't feel bad about yourself if you're not, like... See, that's why I don't like the porn star all hot body thing. Because there are certain guys that I find very attractive that is not hot and ripped.
Well, did you ever see the really, really buff guys where you see all their veins
and their
arms? That is disgusting.
You know what I call those?
Disgusting.
Meatballs. Because they're red and tan and it looks like meatballs. Like Italian meatballs in the sauce. In the gravy.
That's so disgusting.
Right, that's what I think of. I was like, oh, I'm hungry now. Instead of horny, you get hungry. Do you guys like food and sex together? Like play with
Seinfeld. Do you see that episode?
No.
Oh, George was having sex with... He wanted to merge sex and food, so he hit a sub sandwich in the dresser next to the bed. And he'd like be having sex and he'd stick his head out and grab a bite, and then he'd go back and have sex underneath the covers. And he stuck his head out, took another bite. He got busted. It was pretty funny.
Hey guys, let's say we are going to talk a little bit more about sex inspired by Archer. Not really, but sort of is in the air, I think. So I'm going to end the show, and then we'll do another show, and we'll talk about, specifically, we were talking about porn now. Now that we're moving into sex, we'll talk more about sex. And thank you for listening to the Ross show. So I'm not doing any editing. So bye! After my email goes out. So say bye, everyone. Who do we have here? We have JT from JT Online. Real men wear pink. Don't drop the soap. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. I think it's because of me listening to Archer. Yeah. And Pinoy Boy from ohmypot.net. And hi. David B from The Occasional Fact. Does the website have the word the in it?
Yes.
Okay. TheOccasionalFag.com. Thank you so much for porn chat. And then come back another time for our sex talk online. I don't think I've ever talked about sex before. I've always talked about, like...
Are you going to answer all of Archer's questions?
I haven't listened yet.
Oh, well, I know the questions. Oh,
okay, ask. Okay, we'll throw the questions out again, but I'm not going to answer. Okay, bye!
Bye.